Okay, so we're going to pick up again from the Mishnah in Daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis, and we're going to read through the Sugya. So says the Mishnah again, they say to a guy, should we write a get for your wife? And he says, write. He doesn't say give, he doesn't say anything else, he just says write. Amru l'sofer, so these two guys who he told to write a get to his wife, then go to a sofer, and they tell the sofer to write a get, v'kasav, and the sofer writes it, ula edim, and then they go and they tell edim to sign the get, v'chasmo, and the edim sign the get, afal pisha kasvu v'chasmu, even though the sofer wrote it, and they signed it, and the edim signed it, v'nasnu lo, and then they go and they give it to him, v'chasav v'nasnu lo, and the guy goes and gives the get to his wife, the get is going to be batel until you get to the point, unless you were to have a get where the husband were to tell the sofer directly that he wants him to write, and the husband tells the edim directly that he wants them to sign. But in this case, it's certainly not good because he told a group of people to write a get, and they didn't do it themselves. They had other people write the get and sign the get for them. That's not good enough. So says the Gemara, the implication of the Reisha is against the implication of the Seifa in terms of when you can have someone give a get to somebody, when you can have a middleman in terms of the Shlichus to write and to sign the get. Because it sounds from the Reisha, Taima Delomer Tanu, the reason why there was a problem when the guy just said, Ksovu, write a get for my wife, is because he never said give. He just said, write a get for my wife. Ha'amar tnu, but it sounds like had he said tnu and not said ksovu, had he just gone to, and we're assuming now he's going to a beis din of three people, had he gone to a beis din of three people and said, give a get to my wife, then nosnin. Then this method of giving would be good enough. That beis din could then appoint someone to write the get and appoint someone, two people to be edim on the get, and that would be fine, even though he didn't tell. The husband didn't tell the sofer, nor did he tell the edim directly. He only told the beis din to give the get. So it sounds like it would still be good. Money. Which opinion would agree to that? Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir shita. Damei mili mimsun l'shliach. That's Rabbi Meir who says mili mimsun l'shliach. If you look at Rashi in the second wide line, derech eretz hu laso shliach tvarim. Rabbi Meir who holds that it's normal and it's appropriate to make a shliach tvarim. Vavinami b'dvarim shlucho shel adam kamoso. And even when it's only devarim, you could say shlucho shel adam kamoso. Hilkach hecha dehavu gimel. Assuming that the guy, when the husband had gone to a group of three people, the Ikal HaMeimar HaSa'an Beis Din, where we could assume that perhaps he was making them a Beis Din, Lomar La'acherim Imru L'Sofer, V'yichtov L'Edim Yachtamu, assuming that he was making them a Beis Din to appoint the Sofer and to appoint Edim, so this would be fine, then they can do so, they can appoint whoever they want. So that's what it seems from the Reisha. You go to the Beis Din, all you would need to do to make it okay is to say Tanu. Saying Ksovu was the problem, that's why it didn't work in the Reisha. But frak the Gemara ema Seifa, but then the Seifa says, what do you need to make it work? That the husband needs to go directly to the sofer, husband needs to go directly to the edim and tell them directly what to do. That's Asan Rabbi Yossi, Damar Mili Lamim Shron L'Shliach. That assumes like Rabbi Yossi, who says that mili lomim surin l'shliach, that it has to be directly from the husband, that it can't go through any middleman. So Reisha Rameir v'sefer Rabbi Yossi, how does that make any sense? The Reisha of the Mishnah sounds like it's going like Rameir, that it would be okay to go through the three, if you say to three people tanu, that would be fine, those three people could then appoint a sofer and edim. But the Seifa is going like Rabbi Yossi, which makes it sound like if you tell three people to say Tanu, even they can't appoint a Sofer and Edim, because you did not make them a Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi assumes when you go and you tell someone to give a get to your wife, you want them to take care of it personally. You don't want anyone else getting involved. You don't want anyone else getting involved because it's embarrassing for you. You're not interested. So how could it be that the Reish is going like Rameir, the Sefer is going like Rabbi Yossi? It says, we're in. That's not a big deal. Reish Rameir, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. The Reish is going like Rameir, the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. It's not the worst thing in the world. So it says, Abayi Amar. No, maybe there's still a way to say that our Mishnah, the entire Mishnah, reflects the Shita of a single Tana. Abayi Amar Kula Rabbi Meir. Maybe really the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. V'hacha v'mayaskinu d'lo Amar Tanu. And in our case, the guy, the husband, never said Tanu, meaning the Seifa only sounded like it was going like Rabbi Yossi, because we said the only way to make it work is to speak directly, for the husband to speak directly to the Sofer and the Eidim. That is true if the husband refuses to say Tanu, meaning the only way Rav Meir would say it could work otherwise is if the husband goes to a Beis Din, goes to three people, and says Tanu. If we're assuming in our Mishnah that we're dealing with a case where the husband does not say Tanu, so then the only way it's going to work is if the husband goes. Even according to Rav Meir, the only way it's going to work is if the husband goes directly to the Sofer and to the Eidim, tells the Sofer to write and the Eidim to sign. So assuming that it doesn't say Tanu, the whole Mishnah could be going like Rav Meir. But frankly, Gemara, Ihachi, Ad Shomer Tanu Mibayle, but still, it doesn't make sense for the Mishnah to be written in such a way. It shouldn't say that the only way to make it work is Achiyomer the Sofer Ksovu Leidim Chasamu. The easiest way out would be is Achiyomer Tanu, is for the husband to just change one word in the way he speaks to the Beis Din, and that would make it okay. Why would the Mishnah jump to a case where the husband would say would have to be so explicit and so direct with the Sofer and with the Eidim rather than just changing the one word that he says to the Beis Din? In fact, Tosus over here is bothered by when the Gemara had first said Hachamei Askinu Delomer Tanu. The case in the Mishnah is Lomer Tanu, so Fractosos Vim Tomar Vichi Lo Yada Sheikshalo Achiyomer Tanu Mibayalei. Why, you don't think, did the Gemara not realize what was coming, what the follow up question was going to be? That if the assumption you want to make is that he didn't say Tanu, so then have the Seifa say that it won't work until you say Tanu. After all, the Mikach Zed Dictate Tchila, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, that's the very reason why in the first place we wanted to say that the Sefer was like Rabbi Yossi. Midiktani Achiyomer L'Sofer K'sov, V'lo Ketani Achiyomer Tanu. That was our whole diuk in the first place, was from the fact that it says Achiyomer L'Sofer K'sov, but it doesn't say Achiyomer Tanu. It says just until you tell the Sofer to write, and it doesn't say Achiyomer Tanu. That was the entire diuk in the first place. So when the Gemara is going to say, no, we're talking about when he doesn't say Tanu, so of course the Gemara is going to ask, so let it say that. So v'yeshlomer demetaretz sover delahachi lotana achiyomer tanu. So it's also the metaretz assumes the reason why it doesn't say achiyomer tanu mishum dekvar sham inan le midiyuka deresha. We already know that din of tanu from the diuk of the resha dekatani kisvu, because in the resha it says kisvu mashma ha'amar tanu nosnin. Already from the resha we would know that tanu is good enough because it says in the resha kisvu. So the implication is that tanu is good enough. And that's why he wants to tell us, if you're not going to say Tanu, if you're only going to say Kisvu, it's not going to work until you go directly to the Sofer and say Ksov. And the Sefer is explaining that Ksovu is not good enough, because mili lamim shon l'shliach, and therefore v'lamahani atchiyom l'sofer ksov v'leidim chasamu uparach atchiyom atnu mibayilei. And then the Gemara's question is that it should have said tenu dekibud lo shaminu le'el midiyuka dereisha havle the mister b'sefer behedi atchiyom atnu. That the Gemara's kasha, it's not that we didn't think of the idea of Achiyomer Tanu. Of course we thought of the idea. We just thought in the Kasha that it was covered already in the Reisha, because you can make a diuk in the Reisha what the halacha would be if you say Tanu. But the Gemara's Kasha is Achiyomer Tanu Mibayilei, is that why would you learn something that important out only from a diuk? Why isn't the Mishnah more explicit about that? If in fact the halacha is that if you go over to three people and say Tanu get l'ishti, if in fact the halacha is that they are allowed to then appoint a Sofer and Eidim, the Mishnah shouldn't leave that to a diuk. The Mishnah should have said that explicitly. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, Achiyomer Tanu Mibayilei. Anyway, back in the Gemara, so says Gemara, Ella hacha b'mayaskina, no. So the case in our Mishnah must be Delamer Lebeit Tlasa. The case in our Mishnah, meaning we're again assuming the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, that if you go over to a Beis Din of three people and you say Tanu get l'ishti, they may appoint a Sofer and Eidim and act as a Beis Din in doing so. But our case is you didn't go over to three people. Our Mishnah is assuming you went over to two people. And therefore, even Rabbi Meir would be Moda that the two people cannot start acting as a Beis Din and appointing a Sofer and Eidim. Frak the Gemara, but again, in the Seifa, if we want to give a case where it does work, where the people that you speak to can appoint a Sofer and Eidim, Ihachi ad sheyomer l'shlosha mibayilei. It should say ad sheyomer l'shlosha. It shouldn't say that it's not going to work until the husband speaks directly to the people. There is a way that it can work if the husband does not speak directly to the people, namely if he goes to three people. So, and again, Tosfos asks the same kasha. Hachanami tema Tosfos in the next verse. V'chi lo yada sheyikshalo ad sheyomer l'gimel mibayilei. The Gemara didn't know that this kasha was coming. V'oh de'ibet lo amen v'lasa ma'yir yikisu tenu nami lo mahani. And furthermore, even stronger perhaps, if we're talking about a case, if the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where you don't speak to three people, why does the ratio of the Mishnah talk about a case where you say kisvu? Even if you say tnu, and you're speaking to only two people, to less than three people, even then it shouldn't work. So why does it have to give a case of kisvu? So it's such a strange suggestion that the Mishnah is speaking of a case where you're going over to less than three people. So it says, Tosfos Yeshlomer the Hashemuki Reisha B'chol Inyan Beinam L'Beis Beinam L'Shlosha. What we're assuming with this question is that the Reisha is assuming that we're talking about any case. Any case of kisvu, whether you're talking to 2, 3, 10, doesn't make a difference how many people you're talking to. Any case where you say kisvu does not work. Umishum shlosha nakat kisvu, but because we're trying to cover any case, that's why we pick the word kisvu, because kisvu only doesn't, because with three people, it only doesn't work if you say kisvu. If you would say tenu to three people, it would work. So we pick a case of kisvu because we want to cover any number of people that you might be speaking to. But that's exactly why the Seifa can't say that it's not going to work unless you speak to three people. Why? Because we were already talking about in the ratio when you were talking to three people. The kisvu lamahani afilu b'shlosha. Because kisvu doesn't work even with three people. But still, the Gemara's kasha is to have a mitzvah b'seifa l'farish behedya ad sheyomer l'shlosha tenu. Again, a similar idea that, granted, we would have maybe figured all this out from the reisha, but something like that you can go to three people and say tenu and that would work. Something like that should have been more explicit in the Mishnah. Excuse me, sorry. So says the Gemara. So that's the kasha. Why doesn't the Sefer just say ad sheyomer l'shlosha instead of going to a case of speaking directly to the sofer and the eidim? Says the Gemara, Ella kula Rabbi Yosihi. Rather, let's backtrack. First, we said our first approach to understanding the Mishnah is that the ratio is Rabbi Meir, safe as Rabbi Yossi. Second approach is the entire thing is Rabbi Meir. We ran into problems with approach number two. Approach number one has an inherent problem, because you never like to say that it's Reisha Rabbi Meir Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Problem number two, we had explicit problems with it, because the Sefer of the Mishnah should have given other cases. So now we're going to say third possibility, maybe Kula Rabbi Yossi, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, Vachem Ha'eskin and Delo Amarimru. And the case that we're dealing with is it's lo amarimru. So says Rashi, elukula Rabbi Yosi v'hadinakad pereshik sovu. Right, meaning what's going to be the problem if we say kula Rabbi Yosi? If we say the whole mission is Rabbi Yosi, the reisha is the problem, right? Because in the reisha, even if you were to say to three people to nuget the ishti, still they're not allowed to go and appoint other people according to Rabbi Yossi. I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi, the only time, according to Rabbi Yossi, even when you say tenu, to a Beis Din, it's not good enough. You have to speak directly to the Sofer and to the Eidim. So if we're going to say our whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, why did the Reisha give a case of kisvu? The Reisha could have said a bigger Chiddush, that even if you say tenu get l'ishti, it's no good. So v'hadanakar pereisha ksovu lav l'meidak t'ilu amar tenu below ksovu below kisvu amrin l'acherim v'yichtevu. It's not to make a diuk that it's because you said ksovu, it's because you said kisvu, but had you said tenu, it would be good enough. Nah, if you said tenu, it wouldn't be good enough. Why does it pick a case of kisvu? Elahainu time of the pasul d'lo amarimru. The reason why it's puzzle is because you never told someone that I want you to tell the sofer, or told someone I want you to tell the edim to sign. V'hachi diakta mina. And this is the proper diuk to make. Taima de lo amar imru. Ha'amr l'shnayim imru l'ploni v'yichtov l'ploni l'ploni v'yichtamu va'amr l'osu sofer v'kasov l'osu nedum chasmu shapir dami. Had you gone to the middleman and said, I want you to tell the sofer to write. You said explicitly, you don't just say write a get or give a get. You say, I want you to tell the sofer to write. I want you to tell the edim to sign. That would be good enough. That's the diuk we're supposed to make from the resha. The mod Rabbi Yossi Bahashar, I saw in Shluchim Lekach, and Rabbi Yossi is moda that if it's Omer Imru, that if you explicitly tell someone to tell the sofer to write and to tell the edim to sign, that would be good enough. So that's the proper diuk to make from the resha. So fractling Mara, Ihachi ad sheyamar imru mivayle. But again, then in the Seifa, that's the deal to make from the Resha, instead of the Seifa saying that it's not going to work until you the husband speak directly to the Eidim, directly to the Sofer, there is a way that it could work indirectly. Namely, Omer Imru. You tell the middleman, I want you to speak to the Eidim and speak to the Sofer. That would be good enough. Va'odin, furthermore, mi moda Rabbi Yossi b'Omer Imru, is Rabbi Yossi really moda that you're allowed to use the middleman if it's Omer Imru, if you instruct the middleman that you want him to speak to the Sofer and to the Eidim? Va'tanan, we have a Mishnah which should sound familiar to us. Ksav Sofer v'Eid Kasher, if the Sofer writes the get and he signs on the get and along with another aid, it's Kasher. Rabbi Yirmiyah Chassam Sofer Shanin, Rabbi Yirmiyah explains that it means that the Sofer is one of the signatories on the get, he's one of the Eidim on the get. And Rav Chista explains who could possibly be the one who allows for this, who allows for the Sofer to be one of the Eidim on the get. It must be Rabbi Yossi. Damar mili lo mimstron l'shliach. It must be Rabbi Yossi who holds that you can never make a shliach to tell your Sofer to write or to tell your Eidim to sign. Why? Because the assumption is, if it were not Rabbi Yossi, if you hold, you're allowed to make a shliach to tell your sofer to write and the edim to sign, like we had in the past, the concern would be that you would tell someone, I want you to write a get, and that person is supposed to tell sofer A to write it and person B and C to sign it, but he's going to feel bad not asking the sofer to sign. So he's going to ask the sofer to sign against your shlichus, and it's going to be problematic, and the get is going to be puzzle. When is that not a concern? That's only not a concern if you hold that you're never allowed to have a middleman. So the sofer would not write unless he had specific instructions from you, and he would never sign knowing that he didn't have specific instructions from you. So there's no churba that's going to come from it. So who's the one that holds that this is okay? Rabbi Yossi, because apparently Rabbi Yossi holds you're never allowed to have a middleman. Because v'sal kadaitach mod Rabbi Yossi b'omer imru, if you hold that Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to tell someone to speak to the sofer and get him to write and speak to the edim and get them to sign, nothing mina churba, then this would not be a good situation. Bad things would come out of this, because the zimn damelu l'shnayim, because sometimes you'll go and you'll tell two people, imru l'sofer v'yichtov, go tell the sofer to write a get, v'uluploni uploni v'yachtum, and you'll tell the two people to tell another two people to sign the get, u'mishum kisufa to sofer chayshi yimachtum ilay u'balo amarachi. But because they're worried about the embarrassment of the sofer, they're going to have the sofer sign it in violation of the shlichus of the husband, and that's a terrible thing to do, because that's not the husband's shlichus. The get's going to be puzzled. So must be that Rabbi Yossi holds even Omer Imru doesn't work. The only way you're going to avoid any such chashash is if the sofer knows that he can't listen to anyone but the husband for anything. And the only way that could be true, that the sofer knows he can't listen to anyone but the husband for anything, is if Rabbi Yossi holds his ground. Even in an Omer Imru case, Rabbi Yossi holds that even Omer Imru is not good enough. That the only way to have a get written is by the husband speaking directly to the Eidim and to the Sofer. So again, so now we're stuck again in terms of our Mishnah, right? Because now we can't say that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. The only way to say the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi is if the Chiddush of the Reisha is that Omer Imru would work according to Rabbi Yossi. So Ella Mechavarta Reish Rameir V'Seif Rabbi Yossi. We explored all three possibilities, and the only one that works, even though we're uncomfortable with it, is possibility number one, that the Reish of the Mishnah is going like Rameir, the Seif of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi. Ravashi says, no, don't give up yet. Kula Rabbi Yossi. The entire Mishnah might be going like Rabbi Yossi. And don't make any diukim. Who says you're supposed to make a diluk from the Reisha? Right? The Reisha says the most obvious case that would be possible. When you go over to a group of people and you say kisfu, you don't even bother saying tenu. That's the most obvious case where it's going to be possible. Doesn't mean you should make a diluk that anything more than that, anything better than that, like saying tenu, would be good. The Mishnayos are often written in a lomi bayis style. That not only is this most obvious case possible, even the next case and the next case and the next case is also possible, and the only way it's ever going to be good is case D. And that's exactly what our Mishnah is doing. Lomi bayika amar. Lomi bayeheka delamar tenu. Not only is it possible if you don't say tenu, which is obvious that it's possible, elafi lomar tenu lo. Even if you say tenu, it's going to be possible. Velomi bayeheka delamar lebeit flasa. And not only is it possible when you don't go over to a group of three people, when you go over to a group of only two people, where it's obvious that you're not making a beis din out of them, elafi lomar lebeit flasa lo. Even if you're going over to a group of three people, it's not going to be good enough. Velomi bayeheka delamar imru. And not only is it possible if it's not Amar Imru, if you didn't tell the person the person directly to speak to the sofer and write it to Shliach, to the Edom and to sign it, Alfi lo Amar Imru Namilo, even if it's Amar Imru, it's also no good. When's it going to be good? Until you go to the sofer directly and you tell him to write it, and the sofer and you tell him to, and the Edom, you tell him to sign. Why didn't anyone else want to say it this way? So Pasha says, this is not a normal Lomi Baya case. Lomi Baya's normally are when the Mishnah lists all the cases. The Mishnah will say, case A, B, C, and D, and will say, Lomi Baya Kamar, don't worry if there's not a Chiddush in case number one, once you know case number four, A, once you know case number D, stay consistent, right? Don't worry if there's no Chiddush in case A, before once you know case D, because Mishnah is Lomi Baya Kamar. Over here, there is no case B, C, and D. It jumps straight from case A, which is the least Chiddush in the world, going over to presumably maybe as few as two people and telling them kisu without saying tenu, and then it jumps to the opposite extreme of going directly to the sofer and saying, I want you to write, going to the Edom directly saying, I want you to sign. So it's a very unusual use of Lomi Bayi, but nevertheless, Tanya Kavaseid Ravashi, we have a braisa that supports Ravashi's reading of the Mishnah, because as we've been discussing, again, braisas in general are there to expound upon Mishnayos, and to we'll discuss in the Emes Liakov Shir, that braisas are there to expound upon Mishnayos, give details that the Mishnayos don't give. So the braisa supports it, meaning that's why it's a raya when you say you have a braisa that says the same thing that that Ravashi says, even though Ravashi wasn't trying to explain the braisa, he was trying to explain the Mishnah, because the braisa was trying to explain the Mishnah, obviously. Tani kavasei Ravashi, kasav sofer l'shma, v'chas mu'edu l'shma, if the sofer writes l'shma, and the edim sign it l'shma, the get is going to be batel, even though everything was done lishma. Unless they heard his voice that he told the Edom to sign it, he told the sofer to write it. So what's that phrase? Yishmu'u kolo. Yishmu'u lafuke mimad yom mod Rabbi Yossi b'Omer Imru. Yishmu'u comes to teach us that Rabbi Yossi is not moda in a case of Omer Imru, right? Because it sounds like the only way it's going to work is if they hear it directly. It's not going to work if they hear it from a middleman. If Rabbi Yossi were moda by Omer Imru, a middleman could sometimes work, as long as you instruct him directly to tell the sofer to write and the edim to sign. And kolo lafukim in Rav Kana Merav. And kolo comes to teach us lafukim in Rav Kana Merav. What was Rav Kana Merav? If you remember on Amud Aleph yesterday's daf, that a chirish on the top, that a chirish who's able to write, who's able to communicate through writing, he's allowed to give written instructions to write a get for his wife, and that's good enough. So when you say Achi Yishmu Kolo, teaches you, no, you have to hear his voice. It's not good enough to hear him in writing, to have instructions from him in writing. Fret Tosos Yavis Kasha. That's only La'afuke Midravkana Merav. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said if you have someone who's nishtatek, right, who can't speak, so what do? You ask him, should we write a get for your wife? And he shakes his head, he nods. And that's good enough, as long as you test to make sure he knows what he's doing with his nodding. Doesn't Kolo come to preclude our Mishnah as well? Not just Rav Kana Merav. Why are we picking on Rav Kana Merav? Nodding isn't kolo either. It's not his voice either. So Fractosvim Tom Ramay Nakamid Rav Kana Masnis Nami Asila Fuki the Machshobar Kana Sarosh below kol. So Vieshlomar says Tosos to Mistavra the Harkana the Masnis and Mahani Kimo kol. Didn't understand Tosos' answer. Tosos says that it's Mistavra that when you shake your head, that's like a voice. That's like speaking. But writing is not like speaking. Why should shaking your head be like speaking and writing not be like speaking? Kol should include shaking your head, but shouldn't include writing. So I think I saw, I don't remember what I saw, I didn't have time to write it down. I think I saw the, oh, it was Shabbos, that's why I couldn't write it down. I think I saw in the Tosfos HaRosh that that the reason why Archanas, I saw somewhere, that the reason why Archanas HaRosh is considered more like a kol than writing is because when you see the Archanas HaRosh, you're being told directly by the husband at the time that he's instructing you what to do. Meaning, you see it directly from him, and you also know that, and it's as he's saying it that you're, or as he's communicating it, you're hearing it. As opposed to when you get something in Ksav, you don't see him at all, you just see handwriting. Plus, you're not reading it at the time that he's writing it. At the very least, there's a few second delay from the time he hands you the piece of paper to read it. So it's much less direct, so that's why it wouldn't be called kol. It doesn't sound that that's really what Tosfos is saying, but you have to say something. You have to say some sort of svara why Harchanas HaRosh is not picked on by the Gemara over here, and Rav Kana Amar Rav's writing is picked on by the Gemara over here. Okay, says the Mishnah, Zegitech Meisi, Zegitech Michol Yosef. A guy says to his wife, this should be your get if I die, this should be your get from this illness. What does it mean from this illness? Meaning from the time of this illness and on, this should be a get, and then he dies from that illness. So it's, he's obviously trying to say, to give the get after the point that he's dead. Zegitech lachar misa, or he says this should be your get after I die. Lomar klum, all of those three cases, he's trying to divorce his wife after he's dead. There are two ways to end a marriage: divorce and death. He's already done one of them by the time he tries to get divorced, so it's too late because he's already dead. But if he says mehayom imesi, me'achshav v'mesi, hareze get. If he says, look, the get should be chal today, I'll tonight that I die, right? It should be chal right now, I'll tonight that I die, so then it's going to be a good get. Mehayom ulachar misa, get v'yeno get. If he says mehayom ulachar misa, so then we're not sure. He doesn't say im, or, you know, he doesn't put it as a tonight. He just says two things. He says mehayom and leachar misa. Then it's a suffek get. And therefore, v'imeis chaletzes v'lo misyavemes. If he dies, since we're not sure if he was divorced first, so his wife only is can do chalitza, can't do yibum. The Rashi explains over here the mehayom l'achar misa issue is what exactly is the suffix? The suffix is the word l'achar misa that you're adding to that sentence a tanai or is it a chazara? I said this get should be a get mehayom. Now I say it should be l'achar misa. Am I saying therefore it's a tanai that it should be a get today? I'll tanai that I die, which is the same as in Macy, in which case it would be fine. Or am I saying, no, not that it's a tanai, me'ayom ulachar misa, I'm being choser on what I originally said, that it should be me'ayom, by now going ahead and saying that it should be la'achar misa. So since we're not sure what he means by that, it's a suffix get. Zegitech me'ayom imesi mecholi zeh. Let's say the guy says, this should be you get today if I die from this illness. Va'amad v'halach b'shuk, and then he gets up from the illness and he walks out in the market, in the street, v'chola, and then he gets sick again, umes, and then he dies. So we have to figure out whether the death was as a result of the first illness that was still there the whole time, or it was the death was totally unrelated to the original illness. If it was related to the first illness, then it is a good get. If it was not related to the first illness, it's not a good get. Now, interestingly, there's an interesting Tosfos over here. Me'ayom imesi me'achshav imesi areze get, says Tosfos, what if a guy says this get should be a get, this get should be good from today if I die? Makes it tonight. So he said that's fine, right? What if he dies today? So he only said me'ayom, which should be a get starting from today, but he was dead for half of the day today. So does the get work when he says me'ayom and then he dies on that day? So Rabbi Natan wasn't sure, ma'odin ba, he wasn't sure what to do in such a case. Rabbi Elchanan says, no, me'ayom is just an expression. It's another way of saying from right now. Obviously, when you're saying me'ayom, you're not saying from later today. You're saying from right now. Probably that's why you're giving the get. You're afraid you're going to die. You don't want your wife to be subject to yibum v'chalitza. So, mistama, you think you might die. If someone is thinking about dying, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they're going to die today. So, obviously, he wants to get to right now. What, he has nothing to be afraid of that he might die today? He knows he's not going to die today. Of course he knows he might die today. Nevertheless, even though, says Rabbi Elchanan, I think that clearly he means right now, Nevertheless, it's nachol nahachmir. Something that's kedai to be machmir. I think the Shulchan Aruch says that you should be machmir lechachila. Also, to not use the word mehayom, to use the word meachshav, because it's much more specific than the word mehayom. Says Gemara Alma im meisi kelachar misadami. It sounds from our Mishnah that when you say im meisi from the reish of our Mishnah, one of the cases of a get lachar misa is if you say if I die, sounds like that's liachar misa. V'hadatani tani, and then the Mishnah says mehayom im meisi meachshav im meisi. Then it says, from today if I die, from now if I die, alma imesi lav kelachar misa dami. And we said that is a good get. That implies that imesi is not kelachar misa. Because if imesi was kelachar misa, mehayom imesi, meaning if imesi means after I die, mehayom imesi should be the same as mehayom ulachar misa. Right, which we said was a suffix get. We weren't sure if it was a tanai or a chazara. But the Mishnah said me'ayom imesi is a definite get. So that makes it sound like imesi does not mean lachar misa. That imesi is it means mechayim. So which is it? So I'm Rabbi imesi shtei l'shonos mashma. Imesi could mean two things. Mashma k'me'achshav u'mashma k'liachar misa. It's mashma that from now and it's mashma liachar misa. If he said mehayom imesi, so then it's megala that the imesi means kemeachshav, means while I'm still alive. But if he didn't say mehayom, then we assume that it means after I die. It doesn't mean while I'm still alive. Okay, Zegi teichin meisi lomar klumi said, if a guy says to his wife, this should be your get, if I die, the get is totally invalid, he's trying to get divorced after he's already dead. Amar Ravuna v'chaletzas. Ravuna says, no, it's a suffix get. She at least needs chalitza. Frankly, Marva lomar klum katani. What do you mean, she at least needs chalitza? The Mishnah said that it's totally invalid. It's lomar klum. Nini chalitza is an indication of a suffix get. This isn't a suffix get. So lomar klum da asira li'alma, li'avnam yasira. He says, no, lomar klum just means she's not going to be muteres to the rest of the world as a grusha would be, but she's still asura to the yavam. It's a suffix get. Frankly, Gemara, no, if you look at our Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to tell us about a suffix get, the Mishnah tells us about a suffix get. Right? The Sefer there is a case in our Mishnah of a suffix get, and it tells us choletzes. So when the Mishnah says lo amar klum, it's not telling us choletzes. It's telling us mamish that it's not a good get at all. So says Gemara, okay, Masisin Krabanan Ravuna Dama Krabiosi, Inachinami. Our Mishnah assumes that it's not a get at all, that lo amar klum, that if you say that if a person says Zegitech im Mesi, that it's absolutely invalid. Rav Hunu thinks that it's a suffix yet, assumes like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zmanu Shal Shtar Mochiach Lav, who holds that the Zman of the Shtar is Mochiach on the Shtar, reveals what the Shtar is really about. And since the Zman on the Shtar is today's date, so even though you verbally say im Mesi, still it's at least a suffix. It's like saying Mehayom Lachar Misa. So in fact, Gemara, Ihachi, I Rabbi Yossi, Chalitza Nami Lo Tibai. No, it's not like saying Mehayom Alachar Misa. It should be like saying Mehayom Imesi. Because again, you wrote this man in the get. Rabbi Yossi's writing this man in the get is like saying Mehayom. And then you said Imesi. Mehayom Imesi, we said, is a Vadai good get. That works. So if you're going to assume that, if you're going to assume like Rabbi Yossi, that writing this man in the get is like saying Mehayom, then it should be an absolutely good get. She shouldn't even require a Chalitza. Maybe it's only suffix because Rav Huna is not sure whether to pass him like Rabbi Yossi or not. He's not sure whether writing the date in the get is like saying Mayom. Mi mesafkele. Is he really mesupak whether the halach is like Rabbi Yossi or not? Rabbi Ravu achalosh. Don't we know the story? Rabbi Ravu got sick once. Alagabe Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Rav Nachman went in to visit him. Amrle Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, "By my name, Rabbi Ravu, halach Rabbi Yossi ain't halacha." So he said, "Why don't you go ask Rabbi Ravu if the halach is like Rabbi Yossi or not?" So Rav Nachman responds, "Amrle," he says, "How can I ask such a question? Taimed Rabbi Yossi lo yadana halachi by my name. I don't even know what the possible logic would be for Rabbi Yossi's opinion. How can I ask him if the halach is like Rabbi Yossi?" Amalei, at by minei halacha, v'taymid Rabbi Yossi anam min halach. Do me a favor. Ask him what the halacha is, and I'll explain to you what the svara of Rabbi Yossi is. I just need to know whether we pass in that way. So by minei, so he asked Rabbi Ravua whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and amalei, hachim rab, halach Rabbi Yossi. He said with certainty, yes, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Labasa dinafik, amalei, haynu taymid Rabbi Yossi. And then afterwards, Rav Huna explained the svara to Rav Nachman, the svara of Rabbi Yossi, tekasavar zmanu shoshtar mochiach lav. of. That Rabbi Yossi holds is writing the Zman in the Shtar is indicative about when you want the Shtar to be Chal, and therefore it's like saying Mehayom when you write the Zman in the Shtar. But what do you see? That Rav Huna accepted, apparently, whatever Rabbi Bar Avuah was going to say about Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Bar Avuah said definitively that yes, we do Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. So we're back to our problem. If Rav Huna accepts without any question what Rabbi Yossi says, then the case where you write the Zman in the Get and then you verbally say Im Meisi is the same thing as saying Mehayom Im Meisi, which should be absolutely fine. It shouldn't be a suffik. It should be totally fine. Ela misafkalei, rather, what is the suffik? I amar Rabbi Yossi balpeh, I lo amar. The shaila was, when you have a Get that was written correctly, and when you gave it, you said alpeh Im Meisi, that's what he wasn't sure. When you said Balpeh Imesi, is that trying to go back? Is that a reyusa on the Zmano Shoshar Melchiach Alav? Are you trying to be Choser on the Zmano Shoshar? Or are you just trying to add to the Zmano Shoshar? That's what he wasn't sure about. I mean, certainly if you verbally say Mehayom Imesi, that's certainly fine. But if you didn't really say Mehayom, you just wrote in the get the date, and Rabbi Yossi holds that's like saying Mehayom, but then you say when you're giving it, you verbalize Im Meisi, so maybe that should be considered like a chazara, like you're being chozer on the original Me'ayom. So maybe that's the suffix. Frek the Gemara, Mima Safkwe, is that really a suffix? Vatanan, Harezek, Yitechim Labasim Mikan Radi Beis Chodesh, Mimes Betochi Beis Chodesh. The guy says, this should be a good get if I don't come within 12 months. And the guy dies within 12 months. Ain't no get, it's not a good get. Vitani Allah, Rabbi Seinu, Iti Ruala, and Liinase. And we said that the Rabbi Seinu allowed her to remarry, meaning without even the Chalitza. Vamrin, and Man Rabbi Seinu, we said, who are Rabbi Seinu? It's the Beis Din Deshar Mishcha, meaning there was in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that there were different Batei Din that asered Pas Akum and Bishal Akum, and one of the Yisurim was Shemen Akum. And then there was a Beis Din that was Matir, the Shemen, and that Beis Din became known as the Beis Din Deshar Mishcha. The Beis Din that was Matir, the oil, that was a great tova they did for Klal Yisrael, they undid the Isser of Shemen Akum. So the Savala Krabi Yossi, Damar Zman Shal Shar Melchiach Lav, that Beis Din holds Zman Shal Shar Melchiach Lav. So you see, it's not considered to be a Chazara, that we still consider Zman Shal Shtar to be Mochiach, even though he attached a verbal Tanai about Yud Beis Chodesh. So the same over here. The Zman Shal Shtar should still be meaningful. It shouldn't be a suffix. We should know for sure the Zman Shal Shtar should still be meaningful, even though he attaches a Tanai of Imesi. So we're still stuck. What in the world does Rav Huna hold? Why in our case of Imesi in our Mishnah does he hold that it's a suffix get? If in fact he holds like Rabbi Yossi that writing the date in the get is like saying Mehayom. So Ella Misafkle I halacha Rabbi Yossi Balpeh O Ein Halacha. No, he knows that Rabbi Yossi holds that Balpeh is the same thing as Biksav. That's not what bothers him. He's not sure if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi on that issue. Meaning he definitely paskins like Rabbi Yossi's Zman Shal Shtar Melchiach Lav. What he's not sure about is, does he paskin like Rabbi Yossi when you have the Zman Shal Shtar and then a verbal declaration of Imesi? That's what he's not sure about. Is that the same thing as having the Zman Shal Shtar with a written Imesi and having a verbal Me'ayom Imesi? Or is it different since one was written and one was verbal? Maybe it's to be viewed as a Chazara. So, Frak the Gemara, Umi Misafkle, is that really a Safek? Vamarava, Hareza Gitechi Imesi, Visha Animes, Hareza Get, Kisha Amus La Achar Misa, Ein Zaget. But if he uses the Lashonos of Kisha Amus La Achar Misa, it's not a good get. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ile Mada Amala Me'ayom, if the case is where he said to her Me'ayom, Virabanan, and we're assuming like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yossi, and he said explicitly Me'ayom, Trichel Meimar, is there any chiddush in that? Vatanan, we already have that in the Mishnah. Mehayom imesi, areza get. It already says in the Mishnah, if you say mehayom imesi, it's a good get. So what must the case be? Velolav delor melo mehayom. Case must be where he didn't say mehayom for Rabbi Yossi, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi. So shmamina halacha Rabbi Yossi. So it sounds like that. It sounds that Rav is telling us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that even though you don't say Me'ayom, you just had the Zman in the get, and you say Im Meisi verbally, the Zman was written in the get, so that's like a written Me'ayom, and you verbally say Im Meisi, that it is a good get. So we see that we pass like Rabbi Yossi on this issue as well. So it says more, yeah, Rava paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Rava is the one that taught us that din. L'Rava pshita le Ravuna misav kalei. Rava was sure that we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi in that regard. Ravuna wasn't sure whether we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi if you have a written zman and a verbal immesi. So that's what he wasn't sure about. Or it could even be that Rava wasn't even discussing Rabbi Yossi. That Rava's case was where you said verbally mehayom. We asked, but then what's the chiddush? We already said this in the Mishnah that if you say mehayom imesi, that it's a good get. V'hani lishni yisrichle. The chiddush is the additional lashonos that has come to teach me. Sha'ani imesi dami kisha'amus kalacha misa dami. That sha'ani imesi is the same thing as saying imesi, and kisha'amus the same thing as saying la'acha misa. V'ika demasna seifa. Some of this whole conversation attached to the seifa. Zegi teich la'acha misa la'am uklum. If a guy says this should be your get after I die, so it's totally invalid. And that's where Amar Rav Huna liv Rabbi Yossi chaletza. So Rav Huna says that according to Rabbi Yossi, you should need chalitza. So pshita means the sefer the rabbanon chaletzes, reisha nami the Rabbi Yossi chaletzes. But shouldn't that be obvious that if in the case of the sefer, meaning when you say mehayom alachar misa, you're going to need chalitza. So in the case of the reisha, where you of course you can, according to Rabbi Yossi, of course you can need chalitza because Rabbi Yossi views writing the date in the get is the same thing as saying mehayom. So ma'al detem Rabbi Yossi b'hak Rabbi Svirle. Now I might have thought Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi on this issue. Damar gita ma'al yahavi v'chalitza nami lo tibai, that it's such a valid, it's a totally valid get, and you don't even need chalitza. So therefore comes teach us that Rabbi Yossi doesn't know like Rabbi, Rabbi doesn't know like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi lo sav lak Rabbi Yossi de katani kaze get. Rabbi doesn't know like Rabbi Yossi because in Rabbi's case, which we're going to see soon what it is, he says kaze get. This case is a good get. Lemute Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi's case where he said it wouldn't be a good get. Rabbi Yossi lo sav lak Rabbi de katani kaze get. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't know like Rabbi because in his case he says kaze get lemute de Rabbi. Because it's bedafka exclude Rabbi. Rebbe Mahi, what is the case of Rabbi? Tanya Mayom Alachar Misa get veinu get the Chachamim. If you say Mayom Alachar Misa the Chachamim, assume it's a suffic get. Rebbe Omer Kaze get. Rebbe says no, that's an absolutely valid get. Rabbi Yossi Mahi, what's the case of Rabbi Yossi? Tetanan Kisvu Tnu get l'ishtim lo basim mikam v'adid beis chodesh. You say I want you to write and give a get to my wife if I don't come between now and 12 months. Kasvu b'tochvi beis chodesh. I write it within 12 months. V'nasnu li'achar yud beis chodesh, and they give it after 12 months. Eino get, Tanakama says it's eino get. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kaze get. Rabbi says, no, this in fact is a good get, and that would not be in agreement with Rabbi. Okay, stop it.